Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today in the new year is the one and only Alvinette Downing. She is the president of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. Welcome back to studio, Alvinette.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And what a happy New Year it is. Alvinette, will you please tell us the big news about the Florida Artists Hall of Fame?
We have wonderful and amazing news this year, I tell you. On December, the Secretary of State of Florida, Cord Bird, contacted us and let me know that the Florida Arts, Culture, and Council has decided to induct my father, Alvin Joseph Downing, into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame for the 2025 list of inductees.
I just cannot breathe. I'm so excited for you and your family and for the organization. So I'm just going to tell a little bit about, you know, that this was established in 1986, if I'm right. It was the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. It recognizes people living or deceased who have made significant contributions to the arts in Florida. And is this true? The inductees will receive a commemorative bronze sculpture commissioned
yes.
by the Florida Council, and it will be permanently installed in the rotunda of the Florida Capitol building. Are you just over the moon about this?
I am. It's like my father, and I have to say my mother as well, because, you know, next to an amazing man stood an amazing woman. Bunny Downing was his sidearm. I tell you what, they were a beautiful couple. And I am amazed. I am so happy that my father is getting well-deserved recognition.
Well, you know, you do the Sounds of Healing podcast with us. And folks, we're going to link the one that Alvinette did where she talks about the history of her parents. But tell us a little bit, just in a nutshell, about your father as an influential jazz musician, educator, and civic leader.
You know, my daddy has always been a musician. I was talking to someone earlier today, actually, because he was a Christian man, follower of Jesus, and yet he always had a love for music, and so we were raised loving music of all genres. It was no holding back, and that's so good because, you know, he would ask, Alvinette, what's your favorite genre? And I'm like, there's good music in every genre. He said, that's the answer I want to hear. He loved music, and his heart was always in jazz, though. And his specialty was keyboards, and in particular, the Hammond B3. And so I heard a lot of him playing. We always had at least five keyboards in the house. We had a Hammond B3. Actually, we had two. We had an electric keyboard, two of those. We had a full upright piano. And then when electronics came in, the computer came in, Dad had the very first Apple Macintosh, little square guy, sitting on his desktop with a MIDI connection to, and he had to go out and buy another keyboard that could connect to the computer with a MIDI connection. So all of our techie people that are listening in will know what I'm talking about. By that time, Dad was in his late 70s, early 80s, and he was still doing all the technical stuff like that. So our house was always full of music. We had a 26-piece orchestra that would practice in our family room. And I just remember sounds, beautiful sounds, all kinds of sounds. And so I just look forward to the fact that people will know about that history through his biography and just celebrate him.
Well, you know, he also was a hero. I mean, I am just blown away. He served in World War II as a Tuskegee Airman and later became a squadron commander and leader of the 613th Army Air Force Band, reaching the rank of major. Tell us a little bit about that, Alvinette.
That was a wonderful experience, too. But being a Tuskegee Airman, and the history behind the Tuskegee Airmen was, you know, this was thanks to the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, President Roosevelt gave a opportunity to the African American to start training on an air base in Tuskegee, Alabama, to see if they could fly, because the word was that they could not. And the fact that these men and women were the cream of the crop. They were doctors, lawyers, engineers, educators. They were all of these, and they were all became officers in the, at that time, Army Air Corps. It wasn't an Air Force yet. And my dad went through part of that training, but then because of his asthma, he couldn't complete the pilot training and ended up being the squadron leader and going down to Miami to get officer training, and came back to ask my mother to pin his lieutenant bar on him and to marry him. So
that's romantic.
Wasn't that romantic?
It is. And you lived abroad as well. Did you live in Japan?
While
your father was, tell us a little bit about that. Would you?
I did. The first 5 years of my life was spent in Tokyo, Japan. We lived on base. I remember, I don't know the name of the base. I should, but I don't. And our area was surrounding a foxhole in the middle of the compound. And when the siren would go off, my mother would gather us all, put hard hats on us, and put us in the foxhole. Now, that's an interesting kind of thing to grow up in. But I loved growing up in Japan. And my dad did a lot of jazz work in Japan. In fact, he wrote several jingles for some of their soap operas in Japan. And my mom and dad were on a Japanese game show that I can remember them being on. So he really made his mark in Japan as well as here in America, and Japan as a serviceman as much as he was here.
I just love that story. And tell us a little bit about, in 1981, he established the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, this nonprofit organization that you head today with a terrific board and Dwayne White and the incredible Monday Night Jazz Jam, which is featured, by the way, in my story in St. Pete Live magazine this month. This organization is not just about performance. It's about educational opportunities for jazz musicians. Tell us about this, because your father also taught at what was St. Pete College now.
That's correct. When he and my mom moved back to St. Petersburg, actually he retired from MacDill Air Force Base in 1960, something like that, and started working at St. Pete College, but when it was called Gibbs. It was Gibbs Junior College when he came back, and that now is the Gibbs Camp, the campus that Gibbs High School sits on. And then later on, when that Gibbs campus closed, it was transferred to St. Petersburg College, and at that time also it was called Junior College. And then he started teaching at Clearwater campus in St. Petersburg College. During that time, he taught every instrument, as well as humanities, which was kind of interesting. And I just loved to pour into his students. And that desire was one of the things that birthed Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. He actually started with the Allegro Society, because my sister, Evelyn, my middle sister, who's passed now, was an amazing jazz singer. And my father noticed, and mother noticed, her talent when she was in her teens or younger, that she had perfect pitch and just a beautiful voice. But there was no place for her to hone her skills except for bars and nightclubs. And so my dad said, and mom said, let's start a little organization that we would meet in restaurants, and it would allow young people to share their skills and hone their talents. And so my sister would sing, my dad would play, other young people would come and play their drums. It's funny. Dwayne was a young man, was early in his career, Vincent Sims, another board member who used to be the president of our organization, was another young man that would come and join. And that's how it was birthed, and it has developed and evolved into the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And we continue. We continue to work with young people and educating them in jazz. We go to elementary schools in the Pinellas County area, and we've expanded to Hillsborough County as well. And I'm sharing what the love of jazz means and the healing properties, which I talk about in my podcast, Sounds of Healing. So,
and
yes, this...
Go ahead, Alvinette.
This organization has continued, I think, to follow my mother and father's legacy of sharing the love and learning of jazz.
And, you know, your organization has been recognized by the Suncoast Jazz Festival, I believe in 2024, as being leaders in this educational legacy that's been created. And, of course, you do your youth jam. Tell us a little bit about that once a month. I think, is it the last Sunday or the third Sunday?
It's a Saturday. That's all right. It's the last Saturday of every month, which means our next youth jazz jam, which is specifically for our youth, and which can be elementary up, as old or young as they are. And we meet at Pinellas Community Church, 5501 31st Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida. And we meet from 1 to 3 o'clock. So our next one will be January 31st. And we will welcome all students that are wanting to sit down. It's a true jam session. They bring their drumsticks. They bring their guitars. We have several that bring their upright bass. As inconvenient as that may be, their parents are willing to bring those big instruments, and they are put on the stage. And it's a really fun opportunity for them to and just stay, because they get a master class. And Dwayne, as well as another instructor, comes and shares their wealth of knowledge on jazz music and how to improvise. And I'll throw this in. Our last one of the year was in November, and we were so surprised because Samara Joy came, and Kendrick McAllister, who plays saxophone and travels on tour with Samara, came to our youth jazz jam and shared their wealth of knowledge. So that was quite a treat.
You know, what I really love about this, of course, is that you do this youth jazz jam. Monday night, for those of you who haven't been to the Hangar, you must go to the Hangar, because a lot of young people show up who have played and sit in with the basic band. Now, before we talk about how you're going to pay tribute to your father, I want to mention about the annual Al Downing Honors, which tell us a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about the special event on the 26th. So tell us a little bit about the annual Al Downing Honors.
Annually, to celebrate my father's birthday, we do a Al Downing Honors program. And this year it's going to be July 19th, and it will be held at the Palladium. And we will be not only celebrating my father's birthday, but we will be honoring four people, a jazz supporter, a jazz educator, and a jazz musician, and a person that we deem as the Al Downing Legacy Award winner. And that is a person that has truly dedicated their lifelong experience to the growth of young people's knowledge. And we, our past recipients have been Mr. Frank Williams, Mike Cornett, Rose Bilal was last year's legacy winner. And these are all people that have really given their heart and soul to encouraging young people to continue jazz and have just shared their skills and honed their skills to share with other people. So we do that on a regular annual basis, this year, July 19th. And then the upcoming, we've got in January, we're going to be sharing partnership with Warehouse Arts District and Legacy 56, and GRACE, which is a counseling organization. And we will be giving the Sounds of Hope. It is a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King and my father sharing the history of jazz during the Civil Rights Movement in St. Petersburg as well as nationwide. So that's going to be a free live program that's going to be held at the Warehouse Arts District. And that should be a wonderful thing. And that's January 24th.
Correct. And we will have more about that. Alvinette will be in studio interviewing, sharing with Legacy 56 and GRACE. So let's move on to January 26th at the Hangar. And just sort of that's we're going to swing into the celebration of Al Downing Jr. being inducted to the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. Folks, if you've just joined me, I'm talking to President of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, Alvinette Downing. Tell me what we can expect on January 26th.
We are going to have a great time. It will be a true celebration of Al Downing being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Artist Hall of Fame. And you will be able to hear our board, because our board will be the rhythm section. Members of our board, which a very large majority of them are musicians, and they will be playing and singing. We'll see what happens. And just celebrating. We want you to come early. We'll start at, I haven't set a time if we're going to start early or not, so I can't tell you that yet, but there's going to be a lot of people visiting that will share in our celebration and we will be at the Hangar, and it will be January 26th, and I think our supporters and members will have a special treat. So we'll tell you more about that.
Okay, that's a good thing. I'm a member. Listen, folks, you know, remember this is a nonprofit organization. With the arts cuts, you know, it affects everyone. It's affected all of the museums that are nonprofit, all of the galleries, the Warehouse Arts District, the Arts Alliance, and the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Festival. So becoming a member of an organization is such a wonderful thing. So, you know, I want to also mention that Al Downing, who was born from Jacksonville, is joined by some incredible other inductees, 50 in total. Musician and performer Ray Charles, actor and director Burt Reynolds, writer Zora Neale Hurston, Tennessee Williams, and Ernest Hemingway, filmmaker Victor Nunez, and visual artist Dwayne Hanson, Robert Rauschenberg, and James Rosenquist. And you reminded me that Ray Charles has a bit of a relationship with Tampa.
Yes, yes. And Ray Charles has come to our Manhattan Casino here in St. Petersburg, right along what we call the Deuces or 22nd Street South, which is under renovation right now. But yes, we have a lot of, because he is from the Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely. And that's just exciting. And, you know, the other person I've neglected to say, of course, is Jim Morrison. And honestly, it's sort of funny because we've been talking about Al Downing Jr. should have been inducted years ago. Jim Morrison is another one as well. So, you know, Alvinette, this is just such a wonderful time, and we love that your sister Evelyn's song is always the introductory music to the Sounds of Healing. Tell me why there is no better time for this award to be given to your father.
This is an amazing time. When I look at all, the organization has been in existence for over 50 years. And it has done a lot of things toward high school seniors and scholarships, and just blessed a lot of people by way of a lot of children. And right now in 2026, well, actually, officially 2025, looking at what we have been able to accomplish through this organization and what we continue to do, because we're looking at making some really big changes and adding more schools, moving into a location, building renovating a building so that we can actually have what we look forward to having, an Al Downing Jazz, Florida Jazz Center. That's what our ultimate goal is. And it could be no better time that Dad is being recognized for all the work that he's done, and that our members will know that, and others will join, and donations will help us to create this wonderful thing in St. Petersburg.
Alvinette Downing, we just love you and thank you for everything you do for this community and all of the people that work with you. And we just love having you on Radio St. Pete, folks. I will have a link to all of Alvinette's Sounds of Healing. And Alvinette, tell us how they can find more about you on your website.
Okay. All you have to do is look at aldowningjazz.com. That's A-L-D-O-W-N-I-N-G. jazz.com, and you will find our events, you'll find a donation page, you'll find when we have the youth jazz jam, which is really important, as well as our Monday night jazz jam, and where you can sign up, because on Monday nights we do have a youth half hour or hour where we give opportunities for youth to come up. But we also have an opportunity for seasoned professional and non-professional musicians and vocalists to come up and take part. And that's where you can sign up for it, on the aldowningjazz.com website.
Just love that. Thank you so much for illuminating what's going on. Congratulations to the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Organization and to you, our friend Alvinette.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you to all of our supporters of jazz. Keeping it alive is what we do.
Folks, for Radio St. Pete and Music Scene, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. See you soon. Remember, Monday night, the 26th, actually go every Monday night to the Al Downing Jazz Jam at the Hangar. Thanks, Alvinette. See you in the studio.
Okay. Bye-bye.